Danielle Jenkins, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. Just getting excited to share my top tips to help my furry babies while I'm working from home because I have three of the little psychos. So I thought it would be helpful to share these tips with our listeners for anybody who works from home and has pets, i.e. dogs.
Or cats. But or cats. Okay, we're going to drop four tips. Take care of your animals while you're working at home. Why don't you go first with your top two?
My top two, get a dog walker if you can to come midday to break up the day. They're not interrupting you. They're just going to come in, take the boys or your pet. Sorry, I refer to mine a lot, but take the boys for a walk to tire them out and keep them exhausted so you can finish the rest of your day. And my number two is if you can't get a dog walker, but even if you can, come up with a routine that works for you and the dogs. So for me, walking them morning, lunch, and nighttime not only benefits you by walking in the sunshine early in the morning and getting you some exercise midday, but also benefits them to, again, tire them out, let them snooze for the morning, have a walk, and then snooze for the afternoon so you can get all your work done.
Those are two great tips. My two tips are one, have your animals out when you're not on Zoom meetings or some other video, which people seem to not be able to time for some reason. And one is because you want to be with your animals and your animals want to be with you. So figure that out. Second is crate train your dogs. Some people will say that's mean, blah, blah, blah. It is not. And if you do it correctly, they will want to go in that kennel. And what that gives you is structure and a peace of mind so that when you do need to get some stretch of work done, for instance, or you're going to be on a call, you do not get disturbed. Because if you let them run wild, ultimately you will get interrupted because someone will come to the door and they will all run to the door and then that'll be a disaster. They'll be barking in the background. All of that stuff. But if you have them crate trained correctly, they will want to go in there and they can stay in there for short periods of time. I'm hesitant to say what period of time. We crate train all of our dogs and our dogs would try to get into their kennels when they want a break because they know that it's their space and that they're safe in there. I mean, animals are instinctively used to being preyed on. So when they're in there, they feel safe and secure and they want to get in there. And you can let them be in there for a few hours. You can't let them be in there for long durations, especially when they're old. But if you have that, then you have a place to put them. They're contained. You're not stressed out about what part of the house they're in or what chair they're eating. So in general, one, have them around when they can be around so that you can enjoy them. It's part of the companionship of why you have them. Figure that out. And then two, crate train them so that when you do need them to be in a safe spot when you need to do something, that you're not fighting with them and going through this whole process. So those are my two tips. Yours are dog walker. And what's the second one?
You walk them yourselves on a routine that not only benefits your animals, but also you too.
Yeah, I think that's good. And it allows you to take a break. Those are your four tips for taking care of your dogs while you're working from home. Danielle, thanks a lot. We'll talk to each other in the next episode.
Sounds good. Bye, everyone.